Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 33, Haridas Thakur, Episode 7, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. Mahaprasadam is non-different from Krishna. Therefore, instead of eating Mahaprasadam, one should honor it. Therefore, it is said, Karila Vandana. Haridas Thakur offered prayers. So when taking Mahaprasadam, one should not consider the food ordinary preparations. The word prasad means favor. One should consider Mahaprasadam a favor of Krishna. As stated by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Krishna bada dayamoy karibare jivajay swaprasad anadilabhai. Krishna is very kind. In this material world, we are all very much attached to tasting various types of food. Therefore, Krishna eats many nice varieties of food and offers the food back to the devotees so that not only are one's demands for various tastes satisfied, but by eating prasadam, one makes advancement in spiritual life. Therefore, we should never consider ordinary food on an equal level with Mahaprasadam. If one cannot complete the fixed number of rounds he or she is assigned, then one should be considered to be in a diseased condition of spiritual life. Srila Haridas Thakur is called Nama Acharya. Of course, we cannot imitate Haridas Thakur, but everyone must chant a prescribed number of rounds. So in our Krishna consciousness movement, we have fixed 16 rounds as the minimum, so that the Westerners will not feel burdened. The 16 rounds must be chanted, and chanted loudly, so that one can hear oneself and others. Unless one has come to the platform of spontaneous love of God, he or she must follow the regulative principles. Thakur Haridas was the living example of how to follow the regulative principles. And similarly, Raghunath Das Goswami was also such a living example. It is stated in the Shad Goswami Ashtaka, Samkhya Purvaka Nama Gana Natapi Kalavasani Kratau. The six Goswamis, especially Raghunath Das Goswami, strictly followed all the regulative principles. The first regulative principle is that one must chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra loudly enough so that he or she can hear oneself, and one must vow to chant a fixed number of rounds. So, not only was Raghunath Das Goswami chanting a fixed number of rounds, but he had also taken a vow to bow down many times and offer obeisances to the Lord. Haridas Thakur is known as Nama Acharya because it is he who preached the glories of chanting Harinam, the holy name of God. By using the words Tomara Avatar, your incarnation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirms that Haridas Thakur is the incarnation of Lord Brahma. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that advanced devotees help the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his mission, and that such devotees or personal associates incarnate by the will of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord incarnates by His own will, and by His will, competent devotees also incarnate to help Him in His mission. Haridas Thakur is thus the incarnation of Lord Brahma, and other devotees are likewise incarnations who help in the prosecution of Lord Chaitanya's mission. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in his Anubhasha, quotes from the Vishnu Smriti in reference to the Shraddha Patra. And according to this verse, if one is born in a Brahmana family, but does not behave according to Brahminical standards, then he should not be offered the Shraddha Patra, which is prasadam, offered to the forefathers. Advaita Acharya offered the Shraddha Patra to Haridas Thakur, not to a Brahmana who had been born in a Brahmana family. Although Haridas Thakur was born in the family of meat eaters, because he was an advanced devotee, he was shown more respect than a first-class Brahmana. In the Bhakti Ratnakara, it is stated that Srinivas Thakur quickly ran to the seashore, and when he saw the tomb of Haridas Thakur, immediately he fell down, offering prayers, and almost fainted. The devotees present there pacified him with very sweet and affectionate words. And again, Srinivas offered his obeisances to the tomb of Haridas Thakur. Hearing of the separation that Srinivas expressed in his lamentation at the tomb of Haridas Thakur does make one's heart melt. Here it is mentioned that Haridas Thakur was the most learned scholar, Parama Vidvan. Actually, the most important science is to know the science of how to get out of the clutches of material existence. Anyone who knows this science must be considered the greatest learned person. Anyone who knows the temporary situation of this material world and who is expert in achieving a permanent situation in the spiritual world, and who knows that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is beyond the jurisdiction of experimental knowledge, such a person is understood to be the most learned scholar. So Haridas Thakur knew this science perfectly. Therefore, he is described in this connection as Parama Vidwan. Haridas Thakur personally preached the importance of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, which is approved by the revealed scriptures. As stated in the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Iti Pungsarpita Vishnau Bhaktischain Navalakshana Kriyeta Bhagavati Adha Tan Manye Ditam Uttamam. There are 9 different processes of devotional service to Krishna, the most important being Shravanam Kirtanam, hearing and chanting. Haridas Thakur knew this science very well, and therefore he can be called technically Sarva Shastradhiti. Anyone who has learned the essence of all the Vedic scriptures is to be known as a first-class educated person with full knowledge of all shastras.